The Impossible Bridge by Jane Buxton. Photographs by Jamie Lean. Monday the 10th of March, 2:17 p.m. In maths last week, we began to build a scale model of our town. We started by using bits and pieces we brought from home, but we soon ran out of room. So Clementine got a strip of cardboard to make a bridge to the next table. It looked all right, but when Emma put a car on it, the bridge bent in the middle. Matt tried two strips of card, but the bridge still wasn't strong enough. He said that it was impossible to build a bridge out of cardboard. Emma said she would look on the internet for some information about bridges. Tuesday the 11th of March, 10:04 a.m. Emma told us what she had found on the internet. The bridge Clementine tried to make yesterday is called a beam bridge. We decided to see if an arch bridge would be strong enough to join the two tables. We used the same two strips of cardboard and it worked really well. Wednesday the 12th of March, 11:37 a.m. Our teacher, Mr. Keith, gave us some different materials to work with. Some plastic drinking straws, some ice block sticks, some sticky tape, and more cardboard. We made arch bridges and beam bridges and tried them with different cars and trucks. Mr. Keith asked us if we would like to write an engineer's report about our work.
Engineer's Report, Wednesday the 12th of March. Problem: to build a bridge strong enough to hold toy cars and trucks. What we did: we built a beam bridge out of thin cardboard. It wasn't strong enough. We built an arch bridge out of the same cardboard, and it was strong enough. What we found out: the arch bridge was much stronger than the beam bridge.
Thursday the 13th of March, 10:57 a.m. Today we decided to make a bigger bridge, from the table to the arch trolley. Clementine used the straws to make a small bridge with a triangle on each side, but it was far too short to reach across the gap. So I made some triangles out of ice block sticks, and Emma, Luke, and Matt made triangles too. When we joined all of our pieces together, the bridge was just the right length, and it was strong too.
Engineer's Report, Thursday the 13th of March. Problem: to build bridges for our cars to get from the table to the ARP trolley. What we did: we made bridges out of triangles. What we found out: you can make a strong bridge using triangle shapes. You can join triangles together to make a truss. A truss can make a bridge really strong.
Friday the 14th of March, 1:57 p.m. Today, after music, we made a suspension bridge from our table to Mr. Keith's table. The bridge took ages to make, but it looked awesome. This is what we said in our report.
Engineer's Report, Friday, March the 14th. Problem: to build a bridge long enough to get from our table to Mr. Keith's table. What we did: we used drinking straws, cardboard and string. We used sticky tape to fix the strings to both tables. What we found out: the strings hold the bridge up. A suspension bridge is really good for going over a long gap.
Monday the 17th of March, 9:05 a.m. Mr. Keith has given us a challenge. This morning at maths, he gave us each one sheet of A4 paper to make a bridge with. We can cut or tear the paper only once, and we can't use sticky tape. It has to be strong enough to support a toy car without bending. Clementine, Matt, and Luke say it can't be done. It's impossible. Paper just isn't strong enough. But Emma and I know some ways of folding paper to make it stronger. The others are all watching to see what we do. What would you do?
Engineer's Report, Monday the 17th of March. Problem, to build the impossible bridge. What we did.
This is one way you can make a simple bridge with the sheet of paper. 1. Cut the paper in half, lengthways. 2. Fold one piece of the paper like this. 3. Lie the other piece of paper on top of the folded piece. Put a weight on the bridge to find out how strong it is.